Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name.
Good evening and welcome to this special edition of Solutions Radio Show, which is a ministry of Fresh Aroma International Ministries headed by Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu. I am going to be standing in for Prophetess Mwaka. My name is Nathan Nkama and I'm hosting you from the great city of Dallas in Texas. It's February and there are just a few days remaining before the month of February ends. And we have a great show lined up for you tonight. As you all are aware, that Apostle Darius, who is the husband to Prophetess Mwaka, lost his mother. So they traveled to Rwanda to go and put mom to rest. And it was all done gloriously. And now she's in the presence of the Lord. And they gave Ms. Shiku and I the assignment to host our guests, psalmists and musicians who are going to be singing during the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. Actually, they will not just be singing, but they'll be leading us into worship. They'll be lifting their voices to the glory of the Lord, and they're going to be exhibiting the gifting that the Lord has blessed them with to be in the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference, which is coming up. This is a milestone. My co-host and technical person who's going to be helping me with some things, Ms. Shiku Mwangi. Shiku, good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Nathan.
How are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Well, Prophetess has left us a very big assignment here, and we are going to do our best and make sure that the Solutions Radio Show family get the necessary information that they need to get on this upcoming conference. So Fresh Aroma International Ministries will be holding its annual conference, and this year we're going to be celebrating a decade of distinction. And this is going to be April 17th to the 20th of April 2014. I believe that is the Easter weekend. And we want to encourage everybody out there in Washington, up north in Boston, Florida, and everywhere in the U.S., and those hearing us across the world, please go to the website, fresharomaministry.org, and register for the conference. And you also need to buy the tickets for the prophetic breakfast on Saturday morning during the conference. The price is only $35 up until the 1st of March, for which the price will go up. And Prophetess Mwaka wants everybody to get the tickets whilst they are $35. Okay, that is the information about the conference. Now, tonight we are very, very privileged to be hosting on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka. I mean, these servants of God, anointed, blessed, highly favored, who are joining us from across the United States, and we're going to be talking some good stuff to do with ministry, with worship, and just serving the Lord. And I'm going to try to introduce them. I can't do what Prophetess Mwaka does. She's just in her own class and in her own world, but I'll do my best. We are very honored and privileged to have Minister Samis, Miss Brenda Ellis, joining us. I mean, she's a recording artist, a worshiper, a minister of the Lord. She's coming and joining us, and she's part of the ministry team at the Porter's House. Minister Ellis, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Solutions.
Thank God. Thank God. I'm looking so forward to being a part. Let me just pause to say, first of all, I thank God for Prophetess Mwaka, and
Amen.
Our prayers are going out for her and her husband.
Yes.
I know that his mom is in a safe place. Looking forward,
mm-hmm.
we all are looking forward to being in that place one
yeah,
of these
we'll
days
look forward
soon,
to.
You know. Because
Amen.
We're just
it's
moments away from the
voice.
Coming of the Lord. But my heart goes out for them, and we're praying for them that God would give them just the peace that they need and then safe arrival back into the U.S.
That's
and
right.
then I want to just say that I'm looking forward to being a part of the conference that's coming. I'm excited again this year, and we're believing God for just a great outpouring of His Spirit to take place in the service.
That's right. It's already 10 years, Miss Brenda. Can you believe that?
Yes, 10 years. God's
Isn't
divine
that amazing?
Order.
And we need to make this special for Prophetess Mwaka and to the glory of God.
It will be for certain.
Yes, it will be. Also joining us from the great state of Alabama is Minister Psalmist, Brother Fred Obari. He runs a ministry called Fred Obari Ministries, and a church and the ministry that he serves in and belongs to, I believe, is called Laborers in Christ, out of the great state of Alabama. Brother Fred, good evening and welcome to Solutions.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you guys, and congratulations in advance. 10 years in ministry. Wow. They're doing a great job. And
yes,
our condolences
sir.
Also to Prophetess and their family. We're just praying for peace and comfort to them. I was there this past weekend, and we had a wonderful time of ministry as well.
That's right. You're a man who's on the road. Yeah, you're a traveling man, and we appreciate your commitment and love for all nations and Fresh Aroma. And we're looking forward to. I believe Miss Benita will be joining us at a later stage on. Miss Brenda, let me begin with you. 10 years. Share with us and tell us. I mean, I know somebody is listening for the first time in Australia, probably in Africa. How did you meet? How did the Lord connect you with Prophetess Mwaka?
Oh, wow. Well, let's see. I think it was several years ago. I was in flight or getting ready to catch a flight out of Dallas into California
yes.
for Prophetess Sarah Morgan's conference. And little did I know that, I was riding on the same plane with Prophetess Mwaka. Wow. And I did
mm-hmm.
not know. I just don't know how we just, I think I said, well, are you going to be a part of the conference? Some way that conversation came up. And I said, oh, wow. And then when we actually arrived and the conference took place, I got a chance to hear her speak. And, oh, my God, I was on the edge of my seat. God used her in such an incredible way. People's lives were... not the same. They came one way but left another way. And I tell you, they left with the glory of God and packed it within their lives. But that connection there that we made, it was initially when we rode on the plane and then arrived in California for Prophetess Sarah Morgan's conference. And I tell you, to this day, I call her and we say to each other that that's my sister from another mother.
Amen. Can you remember what
Amen.
Year this was?
I'm sorry?
Can you remember what year this was when you met on the plane?
Let's see, we're in 2000, let's see, already we're in 2014, oh my.
Yes.
It had to have been 10, I think, 2010, if I'm not mistaken. 11, 12, 13, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 2010.
Time
wow.
has really we're already celebrating 10 years of Fresh Aroma here, you know. Time
Isn't
has
that
really
amazing
gone.
10. Wow.
So talk to us about you met Prophetess on a flight to California, Prophetess Morgan's conference, and then you come back. And your first time to be at Fresh Aroma, what year was it? And share with us that conversation when Prophetess Morgan made that phone call to you.
Oh, wow. She initially I when she heard me, minister, I ministered actually right before
she
walked the word out in California, and then I think we were at some point in time when the conference was over, she asked, one of her assistants, I believe, took my number, and then she invited me to her conference. And last year, was it last year? Yeah, that I was able to minister during the time that Prophetess
Bynum,
several others were there. And it was just a wonderful time of just the power of God just reigned in such an incredible way. But I was really humbled that she asked me. She said, "We've got to have you. We got to have you." And immediately, that was no doubt in changing, saying, "No, I can't come. I wanted to come to that." I don't think it's ever been a time when I didn't say that I couldn't come to a conference, or, you know, particularly that of this conference period. If someone invites me and they're feeling led that, you know, God has dropped me in their spirit to have, that door is always open that I do go. But I'm so glad that I was a part of her conference. So that was just a couple years ago.
We praise God for that. Minister Ellis, share with us that moment when you are getting ready for ministry, when you're getting ready to step up, when you're getting ready to, what sort of an environment you experience or do you have with God before you do what you do?
Anytime that I have the mic or the opportunity to minister in song, I remember Bishop Jakes, who's my father in the ministry. I've been with Bishop Jakes since 94, but I remember having a breakfast back in 97. We were at a conference, and I was able to just ask him a few questions. And one question that I asked him, I said, "Is there anything that you see that I need to change or not, you know, do, or as my father in the ministry?" And then he took a bite of his food, and then he looked up at me. He said, "Wow, there's really nothing." He said, "I don't see anything." And then he took another bite, and then he looked up at me. He said, "But let me share this one thing." He said, "There is one thing that I think you should do." He said, "Whenever you're given the mic, whenever you take that mic," he said, "I want you to sing like it's your last time." Then he put his head back down and raised his head up, and he said, "Because whenever I'm given the mic, I preach like it's my last time." So whenever I get up to minister in song, the first thing that I do, I minister not just so that I could feel. It's not about what Brenda Ellis is feeling. It's about what about taking place in those people's lives that are sitting out there listening. I remember something that Catherine Coleman said. Anytime, and I really make this applicable, this is the part, this is something that I always do. Prior to me getting up to minister, my prayer is, "Holy Ghost, don't leave me now. Holy Ghost, don't leave me now. Don't leave me now. Use me, God. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me to change the course of people's lives. People are coming in hurting, depressed. And there have been people, too, that have been healed, set free, and delivered. Because when I had an abnormal growth on my throat, where the doctor said I would never be able to sing, let alone talk above a whisper, and God healed me of that. When he healed me of it, he said, "Now I'm going to put healing and deliverance in your mouth." It's a long story behind it. I've written several books, but one book that I've written entitled The Heart of a Psalmist is the story on how all of that happened with the abnormal growth in my throat. But when God healed me, I coughed up a blood that was the size of a walnut. It came up out of my throat. It was in a service. I was singing at a whisper, a sound, God healed me immediately. And then when I coughed that up, it fell in a Kleenex. I had a Kleenex in my hand because I was crying. And when I coughed it up, God said, "Now I'm going to put healing and deliverance in your mouth." The reason why that was lodged in my thorax is because I had prior to that, I had signed a contract with a secular recording company, and the Lord put a stop to all of that by allowing that to happen to my throat. But after he healed me free, he says, now I'm putting healing and deliverance in your mouth. So anytime that I get up to sing and or minister in song, that's my prayer is, Holy Ghost, don't leave me now. Use me, Lord, to make an impact into the lives of these people.
Excellent. Well, listeners, this is a special feature of Solutions Radio Show, standing in on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka. My name is Nathan. We are speaking to our special guests who are going to lead us into the throne room of the Lord. These are musical guests, psalmists and worshipers. The voice that we are hearing was of Minister Brenda Ellis. We also have Brother Fred Obari. And also joining us from within Dallas is Minister Benita Atberry. Miss Benita, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and welcome.
It's good to have you with us. It's 10 years. Prophetess is celebrating 10 years, Miss Benita.
My Lord. That's an awesome.
Isn't the Lord good? Isn't the Lord God? Now, before I come to Fred and Miss Benita here, Miss Brenda, those of us that have heard you, I like what you have said to say, Bishop told you that when you hold the microphone, sing like you're going to do it for the last time. And it's like the best words I can use. I've seen and I've been there when you've ministered. It's like you become a different person. That's for lack of words. I mean, Fred, you're going to understand I'm not a singer. I'm just trying to express myself here, Miss Benita.
Yeah.
It's like you become a different person, Miss Brenda. Talk to us about that.
Well, I don't know how to explain it other than I know that when I take the microphone, it's I know that there's something that happens, but it's not it's something that I really can't explain other than when people come and tell me, or it may be many services, just about every service actually that I sing in or minister in, people will come and say, well, God healed me, or this happened, or Lady Ellis, this happened. I can hardly leave the Potter's House Church when I minister in song, that there's many dozens and dozens of people that are coming up to me and they're weeping and I'm weeping and crying. They just said, you just don't know what happened when you take the microphone, or they see angels standing up by me. And the thing, it humbles me because God will not allow me to actually see what's taking place. I know that something's happening, but I don't understand the extent of it. I don't know if that's something, that's the best way that I could put it. I know that there's something, I just go into another, it's like this realm of glory that God allows me to step into, and then I'm there for that time, and then after it's completed, then I just move back.
Like somebody says, it's a Holy Spirit moment. You can't explain it.
Yes, sir. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it. All right, listeners, instead of us laboring with words to try and explain and to try and push Miss Brenda into a corner, let's listen to a worship song as she ministers to us. Just listen to this.
His blood. That's Miss Brenda Ellis singing Blessed Assurance, and she's going to be one of the guest ministers and worship and music at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference, which is coming up April 17th to the 20th, 2014. And we want to encourage you listening out there, please go to the website if you didn't register. The conference is free. There's no registration fee. However, we still want you to register so that we can plan for the size of the room that we need to prepare so that when you come for worship, for fellowship, the adequate room to accommodate everybody's coming. You can register by going to the website fresharomaministry.org. Once again, the website is fresharomaministry.org, and we have a prophetic breakfast that Saturday morning up until 1st of March. The price is only $35, and we encourage everybody to do. Now, before I go to Fred, who's joining us from the great state of Alabama, Blessed Assurance, Miss Brenda, when did you record that song? And you are singing it so uniquely from the way we normally do it in a church service, so to say.
It almost caught me off guard because I'd done, boy, that song's been recorded like maybe about 20 years ago. So I don't know where you got that. Where did you get that at? It has to be 25 years ago. Lord have mercy.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, when you were playing, I said, "Oh, he's just going to play something from the Potter's House." Wow! So that's got to be—that's way back. I did that at the recording studio, the Gaithers in Anderson, Indiana, with the Gaithers. That was my very, very first recording. Wow! I was just a young kid. Oh my!
I like
it's a
that
beautiful song. My godfather really loved that song.
Beautiful.
So we did
so
it just a little bit different from
the
old traditional way.
Brenda Ellis, please join us at the Fresh Aroma International Prophetic Conference. Fred, it's a joy to have you with us.
Man, it's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait now that I got a taste of Brenda. I cannot wait.
That's a whole idea. You get a taste of, you know, you get a taste of what's going to happen, and then we make you register, you know. Talk to us about your relationship with Prophetess. How did you get connected with Fresh Aroma, Apostle Darius, Prophetess Mwaka?
I met Prophetess, I want to say, a year or two ago at a Queen's Night event in Kansas City or thereabouts. In one of the many ministries out there, and we just connected. I was leading worship right before he got up to speak, and that was it. She was leading worship. I was leading worship, and she was getting ready to speak, and that was it, man. It was amazing.
Praise God. And you run a ministry called Fred Obare Ministries. What do you do, and how did you get to where you are today, Brother Fred?
Wow, I am a worship leader. I just thank God. Actually, I was just sitting here thinking, wow, we are going to be celebrating 10 years of ministry as well this year. So that's amazing that we are talking about 10 years of ministry for Fresh Aroma and Prophetess. And we are going to be looking back as well here for God's faithfulness the last 10 years. We lead, I'm a worship leader, and we train, teach and worship and lead people in worship wherever God opens the doors. And right now I am under Pastor Jacob with the Laborers in Christ Ministry right here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
We're just grateful to God to even give us the privilege to serve in this. I don't take it lightly that I'm able to just be used of God and lead God's people all over the world in worship. It's a very humbling experience and a humbling call.
Amen. You just left Dallas. Was it yesterday, Fred, or
yeah,
the other
got
day? Away?
Yes.
Tell us what brought you to Dallas and what you were doing.
Again, I was leading worship, but they had a Queen's Night event on Friday night. 400 women plus, and we were just in the presence, soaking in worship. Man, it was amazing. Dallas is just ready for.
Man, you can say that again, brother.
They say everything is big in Dallas. I mean, I think God is even moving bigger in Dallas. It was amazing. But well, yeah, well, and then I also had an opportunity to be at All Nations House of Prayer, you know, Pastor Prophetess's church this past Sunday. So it was really cool to be able to minister at All Nations as well. It was really a great time of ministry.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Those of you that have just joined us, so you're listening to a special feature show of Solutions Radio Show. We are covering on behalf of Prophetess Martha. We're talking about the voice that you are hearing is of our brother Fred Obare. He's joining us from Birmingham, Alabama. He's going to be one of the guest ministers in worship at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference hosted by Prophetess Martha, celebrating a decade of distinction, April 17th to the 20th. 2014, the conference is free. There's no registration fee. However, we still need you to register. Those of you listening to us right now, just go to your computer, fresharomaministry.org, and register. And make sure you buy the ticket for the prophetic conference for that Saturday morning. So, Fred, 10 years,
yes.
You said you guys are just celebrating 10 years as well. Prophetess is celebrating 10 years. I mean, what a milestone. What a milestone.
Yeah. Man, it's amazing just to see how far God can bring us, his servants. And the best is yet to come. That's all I know and I believe. This is just the beginning of many great things that God is about to do, man.
Praise God. You know, when Nishiku and I were preparing for this, okay, you know, like Minister Ellis has said, where did you find that? So I was looking at your music, and I found this, and I want everybody, man, this just blessed me. And like Fred has said, after she listens to Minister Ellis's song, when I listen to this song I'm going to play for Fred, I'm telling you, hundreds of you will be rushing to your computers to register for this conference. Let's just enjoy this, and then we'll ask Fred to share with us how he wrote this song and what was going on in his life.
Where we wanna
All right, that's Fred O'Barry. We are not going to give away everything. We want you to come to the conference and enjoy life and interact with these ministers as they are going to lead us in worship in the presence of the Lord at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference, April 17th to 20th, 2014. Fred, first of all, tell our listeners what that song means, because I know, I mean, even if I didn't understand the language, I mean, I just got into that mode of worship when I listened to that song today for the first time. Share with us what the song means and how did you write it? I mean, what was happening when you wrote this song?
The song means, Wewe ni Bwana is Swahili for you, our Lord. And there's a part where we're saying, Unatawala, that just means you reign, and my goodness, he reigns forever and ever. Milele na milele. And the Lord gave me this song. I was working on my worship experience project, which we just released last year, our latest worship project. And usually I have my worship time just with the Lord, and that's how the Lord gave me this song. And wow, I remember one just before I recorded it, I was putting my daughter into bed. I was tucking her in, and I had her on my laps, and I was singing this song, just worshiping. And the next day, I go when she's waking up, and she was singing the song, the whole song. I think at the time she was 2 or 2.5. I said, this
she sang the whole song?
She sang the whole song. I said, I got to record this. This has got to be on the project.
How about that, Benita?
Yeah, and we actually did a video for it, and she featured on the video.
Yes, I think I've seen a lot of listening. You can, if you Google Fred O'Barry on YouTube, you're going to see it. O'Barry is O-P-A-R-E. You're going to find his music there. It's just beautiful. Fred, when you're preparing for a moment like Fresh Aromas, you're getting ready to come to Dallas in April, just talk to our Solutions Radio Show family and encourage them to come, and what should they expect?
Well, like I said, I was in Dallas this past weekend, and I'm telling you, the ground is ready, the people are ready, God is ready to move, and I'm looking at just believing God for a great and mighty move, like never before. I usually seek God to ask him, what do you want to do to your people? This, you know, anytime I'm getting ready for an event, and I want to see, you know, my desire and God's desire is to see people going deeper into worship, you know, not just to have another conference, people to come and be able to have an experience with God, you know what I mean? That people will not just get the hype, oh, it's 10 years, but that God will even bless them, not just double portion, you know, more than double portion. And so it's exciting. If you've not registered, register, get ready. God is going to move like never before. I can't wait. You know, I'm humbled that I'm going to be in the midst of Benita and I believe it's Brenda. It's just a humbling experience. I'm excited. I can't wait. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Amen, amen. You better get ready, everybody.
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, the website, everybody, once again, is fresharomaministry.org. We want to encourage everybody to go to do this. Register tonight. I mean, especially for the breakfast. It's only $35 until 1st of March. The conference itself is free. However, we still need you to register so that we prepare properly for you and for so that we know how many people are coming. You are right, Fred, by saying you're going to be in the presence of the Elises and Miss Benita here. Miss Benita is always in our homes every day. She's always in our homes every day.
Yeah.
Miss Benita, we're so blessed and honored to have you on the show tonight on behalf of Prophetess Marka.
Well, it is actually my honor to be invited. I mean, I know of your ministry and Prophetess Mawaka's ministry, and It is no lightweight in the kingdom of God. So it is really, it is an honor to be included and considered to take part in such an effort for the kingdom. I really am honored.
Praise God. For those that are listening to us and they're like, what is Nathan talking about when he says she's always in our homes? Miss Benita Atterbury is a psalmist and one of the Desta singers at Desta Television Network. I'm sure all of us watch Desta and we listen to Desta. She's part of Johnny and her team and the singers, and they're always ministering to us at an international level. Miss Benita, how did you and the Prophetess Marka connect? How did you meet? I mean, when did this happen?
Well, actually, it was a few years ago, and I was at Daystar, and I actually ran into Pastor Darius first because
yes.
he was there at Daystar where I was, and we actually ran into each other in the break room. And he was telling me he had a conference coming and invited me to come and sing. And that was the first time I met him. And then, of course, when I went to the conference there at All Nations, I met Prophetess Mwaka. And that's how I met him.
What year was this?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying, which year are we talking about here?
You know, this is 14. I think it was probably like 2010 or 2011, something like that, I believe. I met him at the station, and we talked about it, and I got a chance to go over. And I went over. They had that particular conference was there at All Nations in Irving.
Yes.
And at the time, my cousin went with me, and, you know, I was definitely planning to go and do the best that I physically and could do spiritually. I wanted to be there and give up my all. And I kind of expected to just go and have a great time, and, you know, that would be what the evening was. But I tell you, the anointing in that space. My cousin and I talked about it for days after. I was just delightfully surprised. I was spiritually impacted and just moved by the fervency of the service. And it was really life-changing. I really did appreciate them inviting me and being a part. And you asking Mr. Fred, you know, what would he say to people? I was thinking, you know, it is time out for fluff ministry. And I'm not ragging on anybody. I'm just saying that there are some that, you know, there's a saying that says some were called and then some just went. Well, there are services, you know, that feel like you're in a place where people are doing what they know to do and carrying out all the niceties and doing things in order, but
yes,
it's not necessarily effective, you know. But with the ministry, a fresh aroma, they do not play with the things of the Lord, about the Lord. Everybody in the service gives their best to do the best hospitality for those that are guests. And then when Prophetess Mwaka speaks and Pastor Darius, you can tell there's a heart for ministry. There's a heart for the things of God. There's a heart for people that you can't deny. And I know when I have listened to my sister Brenda Ellis sing for so long, for so many years. I was a member there at the Potter's House, and I got the blessing of hearing her minister on many occasions, and was never let down by her ministry. And then Minister Fred, and what I just heard, that is going to be just a glorious time there in the Lord and being on the roster with these anointed psalmists, it's going to be a life changing time. So that's why I would say, come out. We all need to be refueled, because life is full of distractions, and there are things that we are needing to do, have to do, things that come upon us, the things that drain us day in, day out. We have to be refreshed. We have to. And this is one place that I know you're going to be refreshed if you come. We're committed to doing our best. There are great things everywhere, but we're committed to doing our best. And that will make a difference, whatever we have, on whatever day we minister.
That's right. Those of you that are just joining us, you are hearing the voice of Miss Benita Hartberry, and she comes into our homes every other day, psalmist, and one of the days she's part of Johnny Lamb's Daystar Singers team. The conference is coming up. It's April 17th to the 20th. And one thing that I need to encourage people like Fred and the team is bringing is that we're going to be at the Sheraton DFW Airport Hotel. I think it's about under 5-10 minutes drive from the airport. And the hotel provides shuttle, so you're not going to have any transport problems. We'll just make sure that all that is coordinated and it's arranged. When you make your reservations to the hotel, all this information is on the website, fresharomaministry.org. Please mention Fresh Aroma and you'll be given a special rate, okay? Ms. Benita, I like what you say when you are saying it's not just another conference, because there's somebody listening out there and they are like, oh, well, whatever, that's what all you guys say. And, you know, the things you've shared I think are very important for people to understand that it's not just one of those meetings where people come to and whatever. Talk to us about the atmosphere, the moment, the times that you've been at these conferences, and you know, just the atmosphere, the fellowship, the networking, and when we just gather as God's people.
Yes, well, I can say that the Lord has blessed me and all of us, I'm sure, that we've been able to be used by the Lord on many occasions, in many services. We've traveled, and the Lord has blessed us to do that. So we've been in many places, and oftentimes, it gets to a place where we're just going, we're doing what we know to do. We're following the rules. We're through the motions. And we present our bodies, so we do mean it. But we get to a place where I think it's just kind of, we get a little, the Bible would say we get a little hard-hearted. And we're receiving, we're not being effective as we live our lives as the salt and light of the earth. And so when you go to spend your time in a service, it really needs to be fervent and effective, because we don't have any time to waste. And
that's
so
right.
If you go to Fresh Aroma, I can say this wholeheartedly, they really mean to break open the ceiling and the doors of heaven, and with
petition,
with a true heart, with purity, with sincerity, and they do it with giving their all, and it's really all about Him. And you can go there and really be renewed, regenerated, refreshed. You can go and then be sent out with fresh armor to really do the work of the kingdom. And that's what we need. We don't need just another gathering. So I would, you know, just really beseech everyone listening that if you want to go to a place where you can, it can be real and it can be serious, and you can leave with an effect in your life, in your heart, on your mind, Fresh Aroma endeavors to do that, and they accomplish that with everyone I've been to. And so I wouldn't say it.
That's right. Well, we praise God. And some of the guest speakers at the conference are going to be Dr. Nevis Mumba, who is a renowned minister in the great nation of Zambia. He is also former vice president of the country. We have Prophetess Beverly Angel in Zimbabwe. They have an outstanding prophetic ministry going on out there. And then, of course, we're always delighted to see Prophetess Sarah Morgan out of California. She's coming to join us. And then also within, we have one of the local ministers and the powerful minister and servant of God, Bishop Ellie Jacobs. They are all going to be part of the speakers. Please go to the website. It's fresharomaministry.org. Before I go back to Miss Brenda and Fred here, I want us to listen to another song, which was done by Fred. And let's just listen to this as everybody is going to the website and you are registering and doing what you need to do. You alone is one of our guests tonight on the special feature of Solutions as we are standing in on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka, and he's also coming to be one of the guests, worshippers and ministers at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference together with Miss Brenda Ellis and Miss Benita Atbury. Miss Brenda, I always remember that evening last year's conference when we sat in the lounge just chatting. How about those moments during the conference?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes, I said I'm reflecting on that moment when we sat in the lounge after the evening session and we were just chatting and reflecting on the goodness of the Lord. I'm saying, how about those moments during the conference?
Oh, those are precious moments to me. You know, just being in fellowship. Let me just back up to say, anytime you talk about Christ, it's almost lighting. It's lighting some sort of a. Some sort of light bulb comes on. Just the mentioning of Jesus' name does something to me, you know. So to sit and have fellowship and the conversation is based around the name Jesus and having fellowship with my sisters and brothers, that is like giving me a charge. I don't know. It's just God's, the presence of God and being around His people. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. And I know that even with this conference, it's going to be just a powerful time. And I pray that that a genuine visitation of the glory of God will be felt in the lives of those that come, and that their lives will be impacted and changed forever. I know we can say that we've been conferenced out. I've been to conference all over the world. But this conference here it is going to be a life-changing experience. We hear that a lot, but I can say that without any doubt that when those people arrive and go through the gates, and I should say enter into the services, there's going to be a genuine visitation of God's glory. It's going to be felt. Thank God for Benita and for my brother. I've known her for years. And let me just say this, and then I won't have to say any more. I thank God for the ones that we have online now, Lady Benita and my brother. God said, I'm raising up a people that will obey.
Amen.
That their lips and hearts are in alignment, not that we're just saying one thing or singing one thing, but we're living the lives that we sing about. And anything that God raises up, he's fine-tuning. And I believe that God is calling minstrels forward now that will not divide their loyalty. It's either going to be God's way or the other way. And I can say this with Benita and my brother that's on the line. I believe that we're in that mix, that we're one of the people that God is raising up. And not now doesn't mean never. Our name, you know, a person will never have to know my name. But when I take that microphone, they can say, there is a worshiper. I'd rather hear that than say there's Brenda Ellis. That's a worshiper. That's the key right there. If we're going to have worship during this conference, the presence of the Lord will be there.
That's right. Fred, I know you, like you said, you just left Dallas the other day, and you talked about having met prophetess at Queen's Night in Kansas, I don't know how many years ago. I mean, like Miss Brenda is saying, somebody may say we've been conferenced out, and there's a uniqueness to every meeting and every situation. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Repeat the question again.
Yes, I'm saying that, I was saying that you just left Dallas. You came to minister at one of the Queen's Night events, and somebody may say, well, we've been conferenced out, and I'm sure you would agree with what Miss Brenda and Miss Benita are saying, that every moment is different.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I had not been in Dallas for a while, but when I came this time, I was like, the ground is ready. And now we're getting ready for this 10-year anniversary event. I'm like, this is the time. And so there's, and you know, God works with times and seasons, and he has a word for every time and a word for every season. So for them that may be out there and they're saying, oh, man, I'm conferenced out. I don't think I'll make this one. You never know what God has for you at this moment, you know. And so God may be calling you at this time for a specific word for you, for a specific breakthrough for you. And that's what makes this exciting. You know, I'm just looking forward to a mighty move of God this April, man.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank our guests, Miss Brenda Ellis, a friend of Fresh Aroma, Friends of Prophetess, and Miss Benita. Equally, I mean, wonderful ladies, love the Lord, always bless us, bless me when I listen to them minister, whether in television, YouTube. Miss Brenda can't even remember the year she sang that song, but it still blessed me, the one I played. And Fred, it's just been a joy listening to you, and we're looking forward to having an exciting time when we come in April. We want to encourage everybody, please, I always say this to people, Miss Brenda, you say you love prophetess. Let's come out in great numbers at the 10th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. And, you know, we're going to be celebrating a decade of distinction. The Lord has just been faithful to his servant, and she's done a tremendous ministry, listening to people testify. When we had the breakfast, was it last weekend, Shiku and all the team members of the winning team here, as we're getting ready, as I know they are listening, they've called in, they are online. I mean, the things that the Lord is just doing, even in our lives, I can testify as we're preparing for this, is using and is molding us to do this. I want to encourage everybody listening. The website is Fresh Aroma Ministry.
www.conferencesfree.org. Please go to the website. The conference is free. There's no fee, but we want you to register so that we know the numbers and we prepare adequately, because this is going to be a time for you to come and fellowship in the presence of the Lord, receive ministry from the distinguished guests that we've had on the show tonight, those that are going to be speaking to us, Prophetess Mwaka, Dr. Nevis Mumba from Zambia, Prophetess Beverly Angel from Zimbabwe, Apostle Darius, who is the husband to Prophetess Mwaka, and within from Dallas, Prophetess Sarah Morgan, California, and Bishop Ellie Jacobs is also from within Dallas. They are ready, and we are ready to go. We want to encourage you to do this. Please remember what I have said. Sheraton DFW Hotel, all the information is on the website, and those of you that have got flyers, when you call the hotel, make sure you mention Fresh Aroma, and they will give you that special conference rate. They do provide shuttle. You don't need to worry about transportation from the hotel to the airport. Everything is there. We're looking forward to an exciting time. And once again, on behalf of Prophetess Mwaka, we'll be heading back to Dallas in the next few days. I've been your host, Nathan Nkama, in Dallas, Texas. I thank Miss Brenda, I thank Miss Benita and Brother Fred for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing you all, and please join us next week. I believe Prophetess Mwaka will be here. We are working on getting to speak to the guest speakers in the coming evenings. You all have a wonderful evening, and thank you for taking the time to join us. We look forward to seeing you in April. Good night, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless tonight.
Good night, all right.